or you've been kidnapped.
Mm.
You can call on the characters from one television show to make a rescue attempt. Which show do you pick?
What? I don't even watch television, so I'm stuffed already. I've been kidnapped.
See, I'd go the West Wing because the president's got all these armies and Air Force Ones. They can come and get me.
No, I want that one with... see, I can't even remember the name of the movie. It's so long ago
it's
that
TV
I watched
show,
it.
TV show, not movie.
Oh, TV show.
Yeah. Come on, play by the rules.
The A-Team.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome to the Tradies Business Show podcast, where Michaela constantly shows my lack of pop culture knowledge. It's the only thing I could remember was the A-Team as a TV show I used to love when I was a young
I thought you would have said maybe Wonder Woman or Charlie's Angels, you know, Pretty Girls. No? Okay.
But they weren't that. Anyway, I'm not going to go there.
You're picky.
No, I was just going to say they weren't really that good at the stuff. Like, they're just good to look at.
Yeah, but they always won.
Yeah, that's
they
just
always...
'cause, anyway, like I said, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Well, our listeners are going to love today's episode.
Oh, this turned out to be much bigger than I thought. Our guest today, been wanting to do this for a while after we had a conversation with this dude online on social media. But, this is really going to unpack some stuff for listeners, and I think there's going to be a lot of people implementing today's tips more so than any others, because I think this is an area that baffles a lot of people. We're talking Facebook and Facebook ads, boosting posts, how to get people to actually not just engage but buy from you via Facebook campaigns. So, yeah, we chatted with Nick May, our buddy from the States. Over in Denver, Colorado, and I haven't had him on the show for a while, but he dropped another little nugget at the end too. Like, you know, if you've got a team, so there was a really cool strategy that he shared at the very end of the episode. So there you go. There's a little teaser to get you to listen all the way to the end.
Keep going till the end. And we will get Nick back on because he did, even when we're off air, talk about some more stuff that he's doing. And we're like,
very knowledgeable guy.
He is, and having a very successful business.
Oh, he's killing it.
Absolutely.
And he's a painter.
Yep.
So, James, if you're listening, mate, take notes. So joining us today on the Tradies Business Show podcast is somebody who we've chatted to before, and we always love getting him on the show. He brings an international flavour to the Tradies Business Show. Welcome back, Nick May.
That is just so weird to hear that I'm the international flavor. Like, I'm the whitest guy in the States. Like, blonde hair, white face, blue eye, you know, just... there's nothing international about me.
You have an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, my crazy accent, sure, okay.
You definitely don't sound like us, but mate, welcome back. Good to be talking to you again.
Hey, good to chat with you guys again. I'm excited.
And mate, you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We want to talk about something that was discussed in the Tradies Business Toolkit a little while ago, but...
I thought it was top secret over there. I thought what was said in the Tradies...
Oh, yeah, we won't share this with many people at all, mate. But, so we wanted to get some tips or insights from you, a bit of a case study perhaps about what you've been doing with Facebook for your painting business, Walls by Design. But, mate, give us an update. It's been a while since you're on the show. What have you been up to?
It has. I don't know. How long has it been? Has it been 6 months or 8 months?
Easily six months, yeah.
Yeah, the end of 2015 was ridiculous, fantastic. We've continued to grow my business. I'm kind of on a trajectory right now of hiring two guys per month, even though this month I had to hire four guys for whatever reason. Last year at this time, I probably had a production staff of about probably eight painters, and right now we're sitting at 13. So it's definitely been good, and I'm excited to get into Facebook because that has a lot to do with it. But let me just kind of give you the 50,000 foot view of what we're doing. So for those of you who haven't heard me on the show before, I own a painting business in Denver, Colorado. I've been doing it for coming up on 17 years now. Can you guys believe that I've been doing it for that long? Do I look that
old? Well done, mate. Well done. No, I'm looking at maybe this is an earlier photo of you, Nick, that's on Skype here, mate. But you look very dapper, mate, very sharp.
It's photoshopped. Come on. Are you going to use that as my my picture that you put in the?
We'll use whatever picture you want us to, mate.
I'm going to send you one of me actually painting. Those are always the ones I get laughed at.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're painting. What?
You actually paint walls. So 17 years. That's awesome, mate. Well done.
Yeah. So and it keeps getting easier and easier, and a lot of that has to do with what you guys talk about on the show all the time. Systems and processes, and doing the little things well. It's so 2015. We closed the year out just a smidge over 2014. Probably only had about 8% growth. So nothing too crazy. We had a slow start to the year. So I'll just say, last January I sold $15,000 worth of painting. Pretty pathetic in my book because of what we've done, over the years. But this month right now, so we're recording January, whatever, end of January 2016. So right now we're sitting at about 68,000 for the month. So what is that? 4 or 5 times, something like that.
Shitload. Shitloads, to use an Australian term. Yeah.
A shitload. Yeah.
Wow. That's...
I never know if I can cuss on the podcast. I get interviewed.
We get away with the poo word. But nothing stronger than that. That's about as hard
okay,
as it gets.
I'll hold back. So a lot of it has had to do with what we've been doing on Facebook. So let's just, I don't want to beat around the bush. Let's just jump right in. I think a lot of people, and I hear a lot of experts, I listen, I'm a diehard podcast listener. I listen to stuff all across the board, from construction to, there's one that I listen to a lot that's in real estate. Just across the board, I'm always trying to figure out, how do we market this thing better? And I have yet to hear, okay, there's one guy here in the States who has a plumbing company that they're doing some pretty good stuff on Facebook. They got picked up by Facebook to be on some like special forces thing. I don't know. But their numbers are even pathetic compared to what we've been able to do. So let me just throw out the number so I get people's attention to tell people how much you can do with Facebook. So in 2015, I sold, and we do a really great job, you guys, of tracking every dollar that comes into the business. It's like the third question I think my office manager asks. But in 2015, we did $178,000 worth of business just through Facebook ads.
Wow. That's and what was your, can you disclose what your spend was on that,
yep,
Nick?
Absolutely. So our spend on that was about $14,000.
That's a good
So it's
return.
Roughly a 12 times return on dollars.
That's not bad. Better than Google AdWords.
Oh my gosh. I can't stand Google AdWords. I've never been able to figure that thing out at all. So it started out, so last probably January, I knew that there had to be a way to get, some traction in Facebook. And I'd have a Facebook page forever. I don't know how, well, when I say ever, what's that mean? Like 5 years? Like the most? You could probably have, I don't know. So I had
that's all our
like
brains can compute.
Yeah. So I thought, I had actually gotten an email that Facebook had a deal that if you spent a certain dollar amount per week for like a 3 month period of time, that they would connect you with a consultant like that works there in Facebook. And I thought, well, that's a pretty easy no brainer kind of deal. Let's, I'm going to spend it on advertising and then I'm going to get them as a consultant for free, basically. And so I did that. And while I was doing it, I just started trying different things. I'll be honest, the help that they gave me was not much. Like it wasn't fantastic.
I've heard that a lot, actually.
The things that I had to ask them were kind of the really highly technical stuff because their back end is horrible. It's just very frustrating to work with and figure out the different dashboards that they have. But I started really playing with just, for the most part, the boosting of posts. Okay. So So this was back in January. And what I decided to do is I was like, all right, well, I'm already spending like, I had to spend like, let's say it was $200. I don't really remember what the amount was, but it wasn't anything ridiculous. A couple $100. I was like, yeah, I've pissed away, you know, worse money. So I figured why not try it on Facebook? And so what I started doing was just putting up pictures mainly about projects that we were doing. Now, when I say this, I wasn't putting up pictures that were like super glossy, ad ready kind of stuff. It was Nick walking on a job site with his iPhone, click, 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 take a selfie, click, click, click. And that's the kind of stuff I was posting. And so what I had started to do is I just targeted three towns kind of south part of Denver. So I was like, let me just go really local. I know that area really well, and that's where I really want to have a lot of customers. And so I just started spending a little bit of money, and I started to see interaction. The first kind of interaction that I started to get was our page likes started to go up. So when I started this, you know, I may have had 300 or 400 people, you know, that were following me through my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But very quickly, I was adding people into that bucket, right? And so then I started noticing people, you know, commenting and liking the pictures that I was putting up. And I started to notice, I don't know at what point, I want to say maybe February or March. It was kind of inconsistent for the first couple of months of the year. But when I looked at the numbers, I remember going to my wife, actually. I remember the first time I went to her, I was like, you know, I spent like $1,000 on Facebook last month and I got like, you know, $6,000 worth of business. I'm like, I may be onto something. Like, this may be something I should start, you know, focusing on, spending a little bit more, you know, energy and time on. So that's what I kind of did. I just slowly just kept doing it and posting. But it was never, so all the experts say, and you guys can correct me if you think I'm full of it, but most of the experts say, you know, on any kind of ad, you've got to have a really strong headline, a really strong call to action.
Yep.
You know, you have to make sure your logo's there, all that stuff, right?
Yep. All the fundamentals.
Yep. So I did none of that.
Great.
All I did was post, and I would say, hey, what do you think about these cabinets? And it would be something we just, you know, a set of cabinets that we just painted. And then another picture would be, hey, we're about ready to paint these cabinets. Like, it wasn't even work we had done yet. Like, it was just raw cabinets. Like, what color do you think we should paint? And it was just that kind of stuff. And then I posted stuff like, hey, we're painting this. And it'd be like my guys just painting something. And we just kept seeing the numbers go up and up and up. In about March or April, an interesting thing started to happen. I would go to a project to do an estimate. And the lady, because that's typically who I deal with, is the lady of the house.
Yep.
The lady of the house would say, you know, she'd grab my arm and she'd say, Nick, I've been stalking you on Facebook.
I bet you hated hearing that, mate.
Yeah, yeah. And I would smile and I would, you know, kind of be like, really? Tell me more. You know, I just kind of totally just play into it, right?
Uh-huh.
And she said, well, you know Susie Jones, right? She's a customer of yours, right? And I would be like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. And pretty much thinking the whole time, no, I don't. She's probably not a customer and I've probably never met her.
Yep.
But this person saw one of my posts and liked it. This person thought that she was just seeing it because it was in her feed, because it was in her friend's feed. Well, in reality, what happens is that person is targeted by me, by age, by city. Age, city, and sex. Those are the three things I do. I do my age range is 32 to about 58, female, that lives in one of these three cities, right?
Yeah, right.
And so she would think that she's seeing my stuff because of that, but in reality, it's that she's just seeing my ads, yep. And it's in her feed. And she would say, I've been watching you for months. And maybe she's been seeing my stuff for months. I don't really know. But she'd be like, oh, your stuff is awesome. And I mean, I'm just posting projects that we're doing. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing like we're not going out of our way and hiring. I mean, I would eventually, I would every once in a while, we do have a photographer that goes out and takes our final pictures of projects. And so they are, you know, really nice. And I would do some of that, but that was like 10% of our pictures. I mean, most of it was just stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And then, you know, inevitably I would book those jobs. And I felt like those projects, when I would go in and we would talk, it was almost better than they called their friend and said, who did your painting at your house?
Yeah.
Because they had so many different multiple exposures to me.
Yeah.
So they just felt like we were best friends. So this just kept happening over and over and over. And, you know, so now I just know that that's the deal. So it's it takes a little bit of time to get those, you know, kind of a core group of people that are in an area that like you, you know, because then, you know, friends when in a geographic area, it's just a matter of geography. And so, but once you get some of those people that like it, then it starts to snowball on top of itself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because more people are seeing more of it because, you know, it's going out to their friends who are in that same audience, so they're seeing more of that stuff on their feed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because they're just seeing it in their feed, but more importantly, they're seeing my pictures in their feed with their friend's name. So they're having their friend's name on it. They just automatically assume that it's just in their friend's feed.
Yep.
And their friend shared it.
Yep.
When their friend did not share it.
No,
their friend may have liked that picture, may have not even liked that picture. They may have just liked a picture on my Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it says, you know, Wazza likes Walls by Design. So right. It's showing that stuff on their feed, obviously, because yep. It's sponsored or it's a campaign.
Absolutely. And they don't necessarily
people
notice
don't realize
sponsored.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So that has been, that's been the magic sauce. I think it's magical because it doesn't look like they're being sold to.
Mm. It's just,
it's
that
just
passive
stuff.
Viewing,
it's,
isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of social media is that it's social, you know? And so when you go and you post something on Facebook, just on your own personal page, it doesn't look glossy and produced and a headline and all this kind of stuff. It's just you commenting on something or you liking something. And so that's kind of the stupid formula that I use. And the interesting thing is people, you know, some people go to the Facebook page itself and then they can find our contact information. But then some people will just message me, and there's that option too. So I get lots of messages, you know, through the Facebook app. Hey, saw, you know, this project, I would like to get an estimate. So one of the other things that I do as a part of doing all this in my focus for Facebook is that I'm constantly with my phone. I'm constantly checking those notifications. If someone comments on a picture, I always comment back to them.
Yep. So they, you know, feel like, so there's somebody there, right, and there's engagement happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And almost immediately, you know, so it's like, I'll see that the comment happened 10 minutes ago and I'll comment right back. They'll text me or message me through Facebook and say, hey, you know, I'd love to get a quote. And then I always will message them back. Hey, here's our phone number. You know, if you don't want to wait for a call, give me your phone number and I'll have our office call you. And so I consistently push them over to my office. So they're the ones consistently making the calls and it's not me.
Yep.
Okay, so I love Facebook ads. I get really excited. So I'm, you know, chomping at the bit to ask you a few more detailed questions. So
let's dive in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So so basically what you're saying is when you're doing your ads, you're only targeting you know, female, age and suburb. Is that right? So no more detailed than that, like interests or anything like that.
Oh, you know what? I will. No, you're right. I do. There's a couple of interests that I will tag in it. I've done interior design. I've done golfing, and I think I did like a Lexus or BMW or something once.
Okay, and the golfing and the Lexus, is that to attract a higher end type of customer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that's really interesting that that's how you target them. So often our audience wouldn't think to, oh, I just need to, you know, maybe target people that are renovating and things like that. Well, actually, it goes further than that. It's actually other interests that they may have completely unrelated to painting or interior design.
Yeah. And I would say the big difference between, you know, a Google ad that you place is getting found because someone's actually searching for a specific thing. And if they're doing that, they're probably going to be going after a couple other people too. And I feel like the interesting thing on the Facebook ads is I'm actually attracting a customer that doesn't even know they're in the market for painting.
Yep.
But they fall in love with what they're seeing us do. And they go, huh, yeah, yeah, that's what I want too.
Yeah.
My friend's doing it, so I want to jump on that bandwagon.
And I think it's important here that you're playing the long-term game. I think that... you know, a lot of our audience sometimes go, oh, I've just done a couple of ads. I run an ad, you know, over a few weeks and I haven't really got anything back. But you're really playing a long-term strategy, which I love, which is building a following, and you're actually creating the business by building that dream that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which is I'm pretty showing exciting.
Them, and that's always been a part of my kind of marketing philosophy is I need to touch them emotionally. I need them to want it. What we do is not a need, you know, for the most part. I mean, I don't do any exterior painting. I only do interior painting. That might be a surprise to some of your listeners. But so everything that we do is a want. It's not a need. And so I've got to tap into that emotional side. So that's why we're putting pictures of things that I know people are going to be interested in.
Yeah. So basically your ads, you're making them look like you would any other Facebook post, really, with, you know, basically a small line and a photo that you've taken. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And so I'm looking at your Facebook page now. So you're saying, you know, you had a 300 or 400 likes. You're now up to 2,324 because I've just liked it.
Oops. Thank you very much.
Yes. But what
our goal is to get to 5,000 by the end of the year.
Cool. Okay. I think you're on track. And yeah, it's just really interesting. It is really basic stuff, wonderful projects, but it is basic pictures that you're putting up and ones of yourself and a bit of other...
ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Okay, so that's going to get into the next phase that I'll talk about, but I was just trying to at first start with what we've had success with thus far.
And so with the ads, so are you running multiple ads at the same time or just name the one ad?
Yep.
So how many different ads would you be running at the same time?
So I started, like I said earlier, I was, you know, at first we started with just a couple $100s. Now I'm up to probably about $3,500 a month is what I'm spending now.
Yep.
And I will say that in the month of November, we had our best month yet on Facebook. I booked $50,000 worth of business through Facebook. This month right now, January, which again, we talked about earlier, has been my slowest month historically. I think we've booked close to $30,000 worth of work from Facebook in January.
Great.
But I have found that the best days to advertise and to do boosting, so this is when I focus from Thursday to Sunday. So I do all my ad posting. We'll post all week long. Every day of the week I'm posting stuff now. But when I boost, I'd boost Thursday through Sunday. In the areas that I'm doing, and so I'll have as many as 6 ads going. But we've also expanded into different cities now, and so we're trying to, I'm taking similar approach. Whereas, the other thing I can do, I don't know if you guys can do this in Australia or not, but I can target zip code.
Yeah, we can do that depending on how many are in each postcode. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm trying to do the same thing. So like Denver is huge, and I don't want to necessarily advertise for all of Denver, but there are different pockets that I want to target. So I've picked out, you know, 5 or 6 different zip codes, and so I'm kind of trying to focus so those people get that same repetition that my small cities down south of Denver, you know, kind of saw.
Yep.
And so that's been super effective. Now, we haven't started to see in those areas. I started doing that probably 2 months ago, doing that up in Denver. But I will tell you, it's following the same trajectory that what I saw down in the south part of town in the suburbs. Because another cool thing that's happened this year is I got so busy, I couldn't do all the estimates. And so I'm moving one of my painters into a sales and production role, which is super exciting for me because I've looked and tried to do this over the years a couple of different times. And but I knew I needed to. So I'm basically giving him Denver, like north of the certain road or street. And so I'm taking everything south and he's taking everything north. But I needed to fill his pipeline, like mine was being full because I wasn't advertising up in Denver. But it took about 3 weeks, and now he's slam booked just like I am, about a week and a half out for bids. And he booked his first project yesterday, which is really awesome because he's not officially in sales until February 1st. He was training all of January.
And that only took 3 weeks, Nick.
That's right.
To get to that point where he's booked up with estimates.
Yes, that's awesome. 3 weeks.
And are you finding are you finding that the jobs that you're booking, that you're getting, you're quoting through Facebook have a different conversion rate? Like, are you finding they're a higher conversion rate? Yeah. Than other ways, other way leads come in? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They just feel more connected to us for whatever reason. And I consistently have people, you know, coming back to me and saying, Nick, I just love what you're doing on Facebook. I just like, you know, seeing what you guys are doing. We're on a project right now. So this guy came to us through Facebook. He, before we started his project, he would comment on a lot of our projects, you know, like the projects, comment on the projects. And then we started his project, I think it was Monday. And so a lot of times what I do is I just take pictures and of a project right when we start, and I'll say, hey, we're getting ready to make over this kitchen. What do you think the color should be? And he was commenting on his own kitchen, you know? And then we also, when I estimated his kitchen, I also estimated painting his whole entire house. And when we signed the cabinet project, he was like, well, we're going to save up a little bit more. We'll probably do the painting of the rest of the house at a later date. Well, he called today and called the office, and he's like, let's just get the rest of it on the books and get it scheduled for, because he knows we're like 6 weeks out.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun. Like I've never had another marketing thing that I've ever done that's been so fun and so like, hey, we need more, you know, we need more leads, you know, ramp it up, do a little bit more. You know, I need more leads in Denver. All right, let's go do it. And it happens. Like, it's just amazing.
Nick, something I just want to share with our listeners, because they would be forgiven for thinking that, yeah, well, that's all great, but this guy's in the big US of A, you know, massive population. Of course this stuff's going to work for him versus tradies out here in Australia where we're just a sleepy little backwater. But the population of Denver, and I've just looked at current stats online while we're recording this, the greater area of Denver population is actually kind of in between Brisbane and Sydney as far as size. So, you know, most of our listeners are in those areas. You know, it's not a massive population, and you're targeting smaller areas anyway that are only sort of, you know, 300,000 people in those zip codes.
Well, the first three cities that I targeted, Highlands Ranch is where I live, and there's about 90,000 people in that. Parker, which is just a little bit to the east, is probably like 60,000 people, and then Castle Rock is a little bit smaller, and that's probably like 30,000 or 40,000 people. So that's the geographic area that I started with and had huge success with.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm having people just come out of the woodwork. I had a real estate agent message me over the weekend, and she's like, "Nick, can we go get coffee? Like, I need to put you in front of my customers. I want to learn what you're doing with Facebook," and it's just been phenomenal. I was at the paint store one day, and this lady walked up to me and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you're the guy I just started following on Facebook.
You're famous."
And I was like, Yeah. Why am I not painting your place? Why are you picking up paint right now? You know, she's like, I know. I had just signed a thing right before I found you.
Ooh.
So it's been crazy. And I have yet to find anybody that has kind of the philosophy in doing it the way I'm doing it. So I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but it's sure is working.
Well, you're doing it in a way that's getting results, and that's all we care about, Nick. Yeah. So,
and I think it's good that you're doing it an easier way for our audience. It's something that they could do. They don't need to think they need some marketing guru to do all the technical stuff. You're just doing ads like you would a normal post showcasing your projects, and any of our audience would be able to do that. That's exciting for me because I'm like you. I read all the things and I watch all the videos.
Don't boost posts, complicated. You have to do campaigns and...
Just another question.
I just found that stuff was too frustrating. Like, I just couldn't figure all that stuff out, but I could figure out a boost. Like, it's right there. You just click boost.
Yeah.
And it asks you, what do you want to target? And there's like three things you can do. And how much do you want to spend? When do you want it to, you know, to finish? And you just do, like, I do almost all of it on my phone. Wow. You know? That's cool. Will tell you, so the next phase, so we're kind of trying to move into this next phase to try to capitalize on as much as we possibly can. And so I was actually interviewed on another podcast, and I was telling him about it actually after we'd finished the interview. And so he was like, oh, I just heard this other guy, this plumbing company, and they're sounds like they're doing it just like you. Well, then I went and listened to an interview with those guys, and they were doing it totally different. Like their philosophy, like they've been super successful with it, but they're not spending any money on ads. They're just doing a lot of fun pictures and really a lot of stuff about their people and what they're doing, things in the community. They post fairly regular, you know, little videos that are fun and funny. And so we're going to adopt that strategy alongside of what we've been doing because everything that we've been doing has been paid ads.
So Nick,
and so we're going to.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry.
It takes a while for the sound to travel all the way across the ocean there. But the point I wanted to pick up on there, you talked about what the other plumbing company was doing versus what you're doing. You know, they're doing it a bit differently. The common thread for me is that it's real stuff. The pictures that you're putting up and boosting are pictures of projects. You know, what they're putting up, yeah, sure, it's not about their projects, but it's about their team, funny videos and stuff. It's all quite personal and real. And I feel like that's, you know, possibly part of the success there is that people are obviously engaging with that because they want real stuff. They don't want a manufactured ad that's been professionally produced and promoted, and that's not what they're going to engage with.
Yeah, but here's the downside to the approach that they're doing it with just what they're doing. When I heard about how many hours they're spending doing this, like they do planning and... you know, scheduling and they've got an office manager that spends like 2 hours a day. And then the owner of the business probably spends about an hour a day. So when I added up all the hours, I was like, gosh, who, you know, if you were a one man show or, you know, you only had a couple of people, like there's no way you could do that.
Yeah.
Yep. You know? And so, I mean, I've got a staff member, you know, that's on board that can do some of that. Like she's not going to probably spend 3 hours a day doing it. But, you know, I'd like her to spend an hour or 2 hours every other day, you know, doing that kind of stuff. So that combined with what we're doing, I think we could get to a 20 times multiple, you know, for 2016.
And so have you done any retargeting off your website visitors at all as yet?
Retargeting.
So what we hear a lot about over here is... what you can put a little bit of code on your website. So anyone that visits your website, you can do a specific ad for them in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's capturing leads that you've got on your website and then showing them specific ads in their Facebook feed. And so a lot of people are saying that that's a really good way of capturing ad traffic as well. So that's something you've experienced with as yet?
We have tried that actually.
Yep.
I just needed a little more clarification on what you were talking about. But yes, we tried that as well, and we did not have the same kind of results as what I've been doing with my philosophy.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's good to hear. And have you tried Instagram at all? Have you? No. That's such a visual medium, and that's getting a lot of hype around at the moment. So no, you haven't tried that at all, or any ads on Instagram?
I haven't, and I, in the back of my head, I've thought for a long time, yeah, we should be there. I don't get it. I'm not on it. I like Facebook. I do it personally. And so I think it's important to do stuff that you like and understand. Yep. It would be a lot of energy and effort for me to figure out Instagram. And while even so, in the last couple of months, I hired this part-time person to focus on marketing, right? And so that was one of her questions. She's like, why aren't you doing Instagram? And I'm like, well, maybe we will. But right now, like I have so much success with Facebook. Why would I not just continue to take that all the way till it's done?
Like, yeah.
Until we're not getting any more return on what we're putting out.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And because what you're doing is focusing on one thing and mastering it before you're moving on to anything else and not trying to do bits and pieces and not do anything well. So it's mastering one platform that you know is working. So why dedicate time to something else, like you said, when you know Absolutely. There's more potential with Facebook to keep going. So I'm really excited to hear about the success you're having, because it's something, a lot of people say, oh, no, Facebook's free, I don't want to pay for it. But you're like, you know what, this is the most targeted advertising and the highest return on investment that, some marketing channels have ever seen. And you're proof to that. So are you finding you're taking money away from other marketing avenues and trying to put more into Facebook, or you're sort of keeping all that going and just adding to Facebook because you're getting that great return?
I streamlined a lot of things at the end of the year and kind of got rid of what wasn't working, and really, I look at that at the end of the year. And so if it wasn't, for me, I look at things have to give me at least a 4x multiple. If it's giving me greater than a 4x multiple, then I'm going to continue to do it. But I'm not necessarily going to add more to it. I'm just going to let it kind of keep going. So I did get rid of a few things, but we really just boosted the budget and said, well, let's just keep ramping this thing up. By the end of the year, I'm hoping to be spending about $6,000 or $7,000 a month on Facebook. But I can't, I couldn't do that next month because we wouldn't be able to get to all the leads. Mm. So I've got to grow my team while I'm growing the marketing budgets as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's another thing I love about it, that you can turn it on and off as you need. So yeah, it's not like a Yellow Pages ad that runs for a year and costs, heaps. It's something you can tap in and out of as you need.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, before I brought Casey up to do sales, I went out of town. And so like the week before I went out of town, I backed off on the ads. So I wouldn't be wasting money, because I know that people will only wait so long for me to come out and do an estimate.
It's like every marketer's dream, isn't it? Just turn your campaigns on and off, get instant results, fabulous return on investment. Have you ever thought about, starting a marketing company, Nick?
maybe.
Is that the next bright, shiny object for you, mate?
I almost brought it up when Michaela was saying, you mentioned about doing one thing well. Well, at the end of last year, I read a book that I highly recommend to everybody. It's called The One Thing.
Oh, don't get me started.
We're on that book at the moment, mate.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Oh, man. We could do a podcast all about that book.
It's changed my life. So I made Warwick read it. I've read it 3 times. And Warwick's only halfway through it. And I'm like, dude, your one thing is to finish The One Thing.
I'm up to chapter 14.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it was so powerful for me that we talked before you guys started recording, that I used to do the small business naked web podcast. And that book forced me to stop doing that podcast.
Wow.
Because that wasn't adding value to my business.
Yes.
And, but what's been and I don't want to get too much into this, because I actually would like to get you back, Nick, if you're willing to come back on the show, and let's do a debrief and pull apart of the book, The One Thing, because I know I've talked about it to a few people. But let's book that in. But so you quit a podcast. What was the fallout from that, like good and bad?
Well, I keep getting emails from people through the website saying, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Why are you not doing anything more? <You know? laughs> And I love doing it. Like, Johnny and I had so much fun doing the podcast, but at the end of the day, it wasn't growing my business. And so I had to stop. Now I do another podcast, if I can plug that one. I do a podcast called The Chaise Lounge, and that one is to grow my painting business. And it's, all I do is interview super successful interior designers from around the country. And that has been blowing up this year because I have given it the attention that it needs and focusing on that one thing. So,
and that's, I was just about to say, you know, you're saying your business is taking off and it's going really well. By letting go of some of those things that you worked out weren't serving your business so you could focus on that one thing, already you can see that having an impact on your painting business. And I'm going to elaborate on your new podcast because it's actually the number one interior design podcast in the US. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what that's doing is it's a really interesting marketing strategy that you're doing there is actually you're becoming what they're calling, you know, influencers now, which are people in the industry that, you know, have followings and influence their audience, which is where the yep. term comes from. And now you're speaking in interior design conferences and things like that. So it's really growing your expertise and your expert status in a whole nother way, but it's all still driving back to that one thing, which is your painting business.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
You're a very smart cook.
You're like a poster boy for the book.
Yeah. I'd love to have just a podcast on that. I mean, it's just fun. I love that book. And I'm actually reading it with a buddy of mine here in the States. He has a window and door company. And so we kind of do a meeting once a week and we talk about our businesses and our challenges and what, you know, probably similar to stuff that you do work with your clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And,
no, it's by far the best business book I've ever read, and for me anyway.
And Michaela loves it because it's not a parable.
Yeah, I don't like parables.
So that's why you don't like the email.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Michaela really. I get the principle, you know, but
all those cutesy stories, you know.
That's the that one is actually on my. I have three books that I recommend people.
Read E-Myth is good. I will say that. Yeah. But one thing absolutely. Is, what's the third book?
The third book that I always recommend to people is a marketing book, and it's called Marketing Outrageously. Mm-hmm. It's not one that you'd see on probably anybody else's list, but I don't know how I ended up finding it, but I found it a long time ago, maybe 10 years or so, and it's by this guy who does sports marketing. But that's where I learned the principle of making sure that every dollar you spend returns $4 back to you. And that's just the minimum. If it goes to 10, then you're like, woohoo. And then if you're at 12, like I am with Facebook, then you're doing backflips. And, but yeah, a lot of other good, really great stuff. But that's my marketing favorite book.
So Nick, I'm going to hit you with the question that we usually ask our guests, but we can put a bit of a twist on this, mate. So you've got 1,000 Tradies Business Show listeners in a room, and you know, let's
it's
keep
like my
it,
wet dream.
Let's keep it on point with the whole Facebook thing. What's sure. one thing you would like to make sure they remember, or go away and implement, or whatever, off the back of our chat with you today?
Be authentic, have fun with it, and know that you can't break it.
Okay, that was three things, but I like it.
Yeah, just give it a go, basically.
Just have a crack.
Yeah, yep. Just give it a go. You can't, like...
It doesn't have to be perfect.
Up.
Yep, yep.
Right, just go, and then when you find that, you know, you're starting to resonate with people, just keep doing it, you know? And then know that it's, like you said, Michaela, it's a long-term play. Like, it's... If I would have looked at my numbers last February and said, well, is this thing... Should I keep doing it? I probably wouldn't have done it. But I said, you know what? I'm going to give this thing 6 months and see where it goes. Mm. And at the 6 month mark, I looked back and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This but is really, I've found something here.
But for a lot of strategies, to do a 6 month play like that would have cost a packet of cash. You know, if you think about radio or TV or print or anything like that. But the beauty of this, that 6 month commitment wasn't a huge investment.
No, and I could do, and the great thing is I could do as much as I wanted. Like, I didn't start doing $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
I started with a couple $100. Yep. And I was like, huh, I got a job. Huh, I should do more. And I'd do more. And then, you know, and then you just keep doing it, and you just got to have fun with it. And so that's what we're doing. So we've actually just, so from a business standpoint, my company, I started a Facebook, like a private group, kind of like what you guys have.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I did that for my company. And so all of our team is on this Facebook page. And so kind of what we're going to our guys with is I'm saying, you know, you guys are the ones that are on the job site every single day. I want you putting 3 pictures a day of different things that you're doing into this site. And then my office manager, who's at a desk and, you know, does the strategy piece, she can then take from that repository of pictures and put it out to the world.
That
I just wet my pants.
Mate, that is a bloody brilliant way to capture content from your team members. That's gold. To set up a private group.
And so we'll have our, what do you get? You call it something like a huddle or a...
Yeah. Toolbox meeting, whatever you like.
So we do that once a month with our leads. And so we have that meeting this Friday. And so she's coming to kind of educate the guys. This is what I want you to do. And I was telling the guys today, I'm like, I don't care. Do like a selfie. Do something. Oh, here's something fun. I went to a job site and one of our guys has like a puppy. He's like, it's like a year old. I don't remember what, Shetland or I don't know, something very cute. Mm-hmm. And I walked in the house and the homeowner was all excited because Harris had brought his dog to her house. And so they were having a puppy play date, basically, while he worked upstairs.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, this is awesome. So I went downstairs and I'm taking pictures of him with his dog and with her and her dog. Yep. And so that, of course, went up on Facebook.
Yep.
Thank you. You just give me another blog post to write after.
There you go.
That. Thank you. That's a great tip.
Nick, that's been jam-packed with value today, mate. Thank you so much for making the time to come back on the show. And we're going to have to do this again because...
Hey, man. I love it. It's I actually started doing a bunch of interviews with different podcasts, and my numbers from Small Business Naked have gone through the roof because of it.
Well, hopefully we can direct people to the Chaise Lounge instead.
Yep. No, those have been going up as well. So
that's good to hear. Good to hear. But mate, thank you again. I know our listeners would have got a stack of value out of that. We'll chat to you about doing a pull apart on the one thing book as well, just as soon as I finish reading the damn thing.
So any listeners, start reading it now.
Yeah. Go out and get a copy.
There's your homework as well.
Get a jump on it. So,
all right. Well, and I want to hear success stories. If someone tries anything that I've shared with you today, hit me up, send me an email, nick@wallsbydesign.com.
Yeah, that'd don't worry, awesome. Nick. We'll flog the hell out of it if someone took advice from our show. So we'll let you know.
Awesome.
Great Thanks. Stuff. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
So, killer Facebook marketing advice there. If you're not going and spending some money on there.
It makes me want to do it.
I know. You're an idiot. Maybe you'll start seeing more Tradies Business Show ads in your news feeds.
I was listening to Nick going, I want to do this stuff now. I mean, I don't know if I should, but I just really want to.
We will.
Yeah.
So, if you want some more marketing ideas, not that you probably need any if you implement what Nick's doing on Facebook, but if you go to tradiesbusinessshow.com, you'll be able to get our 99 marketing ideas for tradies cheat sheet.
And best part of all, it's free.
Yes.
But just bash your name and email in there and we'll drop it straight in your inbox. Apart from that, my head is still spinning off that. I want to go to all my clients, my wingman clients, and get them doing that stuff.
Just email on this episode and say, this is mandatory listening. I will be quizzing you after it.
Absolutely. So hope you got some value out of that. As Nick said, we would love to hear your stories. Same thing, go to tradiesbusinessshow.com. Leave us a voicemail, talk to us, and we'll play it on an episode. We really want to hear from you. So somebody please leave us a voicemail. I put the shout out a while back for, you know, some critical feedback, and I got it from what we got it from one person. So leave us a voicemail. Tell us your stories about Facebook and what's working for you. And we'll share it with the rest of the Tradies Business Show community. I'll stop talking now.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.